Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The city of Christchurch in New Zealand is under a lockdown after multiple shootings at two mosques last night. Gunmen entered the two mosques and opened fire indiscriminately. Precise figures of those killed have yet to be confirmed, but the newspaper, the New Zealand Herald, has put the number of fatalities between 9 and 27 people. Four suspects have so far been arrested, one woman and three men. The police commissioner has told the local community to stay inside until further notice. The police have had to deactivate several improvised explosive devices attached to nearby cars. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said this is one of New Zealand's darkest days. The cargo ship Great America, which sank after catching fire 2 days ago, has left two significant oil slicks just off the French Atlantic coast. Maritime authorities estimate that the oil may reach land within the coming week. Fortunately, the currents are moving the oil at a slower level than originally thought. The area affected stretches down the coastline of Charente-Maritime towards the Gironde estuary. Precautionary anti-pollution measures are already being put in place. British MPs last night voted to postpone the departure date of Britain leaving the European Union. Just 2 weeks before the official exit date, MPs are running out of time and options. Yesterday also saw politicians voting against holding a second referendum. Prime Minister Theresa May is hoping her plans for a three-month extension will be voted through. Otherwise, a longer extension will be requested from the EU member states, who have to unanimously agree to any change to the departure date. The national grand debate will officially close at the end of play today. French citizens have posted 1.5 million suggestions and opinions on the government website set up as part of the project. The baton will now be passed on to representatives in France's 13 regions to be addressed at local level. French Minister for European Affairs Nathalie Loiseau has confirmed that she will be included on the République en Marche's list for European election candidates. The announcement was made on France 2 after a lively debate with leader of the National Rally Party Marine Le Pen. The elections will begin on May the 23rd. In sports news, there was huge disappointment for French side Rennes last night as they crashed out of the Europa League, losing 3-0 to Arsenal. This is the first time in 8 years that there are no French clubs playing in the quarterfinals of a European tournament. And finally, Gaël Monfils has had to withdraw from the quarterfinals of the Indian Wells Masters in California due to an injury to his Achilles tendon. This latest injury makes it the fifth time the French player has pulled out of a tournament. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.